33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us on this Monday. The origins of a dinosaur fossil found in Big Bend National Park has stumped scientists and researchers ever since it was discovered in the early 1980s. But now, 30 years later, paleontologists say they figured out what kind of dinosaur species the fossil belongs to. And what do you know? Turns out to be a whole new dinosaur species. Albert Prieto Marquez is a researcher at the Miguel Cruzafont Catalan Institute of Paleontology outside of Barcelona, Spain. That's where he's joining us from. He's the lead author in a report detailing the fossil and the species it belongs to. Professor Prieto Marquez, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So what is this new dinosaur species? What can you tell us about it?
It's a member of the Dactyl dinosaur group. We call them hadrosaurids, informally duck-billed. And they were some of the most common type of dinosaur at the end of the dinosaur era.
You're saying that this is a duck-billed dinosaur, is that right?
Yeah, it's a plant-eating dinosaur. And then members of this group, they are well-known because they have these crests over their heads. Every species has a different type of crest, many different shapes. And also they have many teeth in their jaws, up to 2,000 or 3,000 teeth, depending on the species. And those teeth would allow these animals to chew the plant.
I see. Let's go back to the fact that these fossils were discovered in the 1980s. What took so long to determine what sort of dinosaur this was?
Oh, because we have many different fossils, and often there is not enough time to study everything. So some discoveries they get shelved. And they are restudied later. Also, we needed much more data to come and compare. And also, the first time I saw these fossils, I was with one of my co-authors, Jonathan Wagner. Mm-hmm. We were students at that time, and we didn't have still the data or the knowledge to see the different traits and that we saw now. So we just revisited the fossils about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And because of our improved knowledge, we've seen now many more species. I traveled the world and seen pretty much everything. And with new, fresh eyes, we were able to see new data on these fossils.
So you were working with Jonathan Wagner, who is also a co-author of this study.
Yes. And also with Thomas Lehmann, who is a professor at Texas Tech University.
So when you discover a new species like this, what do you do? I would presume you have to come up with some kind of name for it. What are you going to call it?
So we call it Achillorhinus, which means eagle nose. But that's the genus name. So it's almost like a name and last name. There is the genus name, which is this word I just said, Achillorhinus, eagle nose. And then palimentus, that's the species name. Uh-huh. And it kind of means that the chin is shaped like a shovel.
Like a shovel, yes.
Chin.
So, yeah. So an eagle-nosed, shovel-chinned.
Right. Yes, that would be a translation.
Plant-eating dinosaur. When would this dinosaur have roamed the area of Big Bend as we know it?
About 80 million years ago.
Wow.
So this is one of the oldest members of the family also, because many of them lived around 77 through 66 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know many species who lived before that.
What happens next? I presume that there is still work being done in the Big Bend area to try to bring forward more fossil remains?
Yeah. Actually, we are in the process of studying many more bones, and actually they're coming from different levels in the strata.
Uh-huh.
So more modern animals, and we are identifying more species. So we have more papers on the way, naming and identifying probably one more species, and maybe four or five more that we still don't know if we can give them a name, depending on if they have unique traits or not. But we know they are different entities anyway. They are different animals living there.
Discovering new species in Big Bend. Albert Prieto Marquez is a researcher at the Miguel Cruzafont Catalan Institute of Paleontology outside of Barcelona. Professor Prieto Marquez, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Sure, my pleasure.